Bulky Dads is brought to you by Top Cut Central, our number place for bulk. For 3,000 commons and uncommon cards that can get you a brand new booster box of Pokemon TCG, please visit topcutcentral.com/bulk for boxes. That's B-U-L-K, the number 4, boxes. And make sure you let them know the Poke Dad sent you. Well, happy 1 year, everybody. This is episode 1 of season 2, and it's pretty much just us having a good time. We talk about all the news that's coming out between the new mechanic of V-Union. And what is it? What, we don't know. And finding out that Shiny Fates isn't the 25th anniversary set. So Aaron and I, we just talk about what the anniversary set in the fall is going to look like. And what they could do. And what we miss from past sets that we would like to see one day come back in the Pokemon TCG. So let's roll. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another exciting episode of Poke Dads, a beginner TCG podcast about Pokemon, sponsored by Top Cut Central. I'm your host, Poke Dad Rick, and with me today is
Poke Dad Scott
and Poke Dad Aaron.
Happy official 1 year, fellas.
Yeah,
it's a good thing we made it. Yeah, we got a quill over our head, you know.
Yep, this is our last episode, good guys.
Yeah, thanks.
We're all great. All right, it's cool. Love you guys. just want to do the introduction one more time.
That's it.
Overall, it's kind of a slow week, you know, news-wise, but the Challenge Cup, or Team Challenge, Challenge Cup, Players Cup, there's so many things going on. We had the Players Cup for VGC started this past weekend, and Team Challenge for stores around the United States and world started this weekend. So at least we got some stuff about that, and I could talk about how I did over the weekend with that and how that went. But first off, let's just hear about you guys. Let's just hear about how you guys are doing.
1 year, still a very professional podcast. Well, for me, for the most part, it's kind of just dealing with a wife who loves Christmas right now, getting everything Christmassy out. So it's been what it always is, I guess, in this time of year, is hectic and messy and good overall. But I don't really have anything else. I've been planning out all my stuff so I can have it all done this upcoming weekend and hopefully have some time to spend with the wife and the kid and whatnot for Christmas and the holidays.
Yeah. Yep. How many trees do you have for this year?
Six. Six trees.
That's too many.
There's one.
It's too many.
There's
everyone.
One in the front room. There's one in the living room. There's one on the porch. There's one in the kids' room. There's one in my room, and there's one. Maybe we only have five right now. Typically, there's two in the living room though.
A poll right now. It's too many trees.
I agree.
Two's too many.
But I'm not the one who decorates them, so I really can't complain.
Oh, I do. If they stayed up through June like last year.
They were down by February, I think.
Yeah, it's terrible.
February. Oh, okay.
Guys, we're going to have my birthday. They were down by February.
I think you had your front room one still up.
No, that was,
and we had
guys,
to,
that was 2 years ago.
Okay, but we still had to end up going to Jose's to celebrate your birthday.
Yeah,
so
all the shit was gone.
Okie dokie. Well, that's what you can hang your hat on.
It wasn't standing straight up. The Christmas tree was on its, you know,
yeah.
It fell down. It stayed
exactly. It was laying in its box.
That's good, man. I'm glad
you
get the D&D stuff.
She got rid of two trees this year. It's like, yeah, I was so excited.
Not bad.
We have too many trees.
Not bad at all. Scott, how are you? How you feeling?
I'm tired, man. Just been tired lately. It's been rough. Like, the weather's been rough. My allergies have been rough.
Ooh, yeah.
Hospital's been rough. I just feel like a broken record when I say it all the time, but it's tiring, you know? There's a lot going on in the healthcare world still.
Yep.
So, yeah. This time of night, I get pretty drowsy and just power through, you know? I like what I do, and I do what I like.
Nice. We wrapped some Christmas presents for the kids last night. That was a lot of fun. We listened to piano Christmas music.
Every single one?
Because I didn't want to...
Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah. No, that was fine. It's just if I hear Mariah Carey, I lose it. You know, I just I can't handle that kind of negativity in my life.
I love Mariah. Come on.
My wife loves Christmas music, and I have to, like, she, like, sneaks it in when I'm not in the car with her before Black Friday, before Thanksgiving. But as soon as Thanksgiving hits, it's Christmas music. I can't stand Christmas music because I worked retail forever, just like you guys did. And I am so tired of Christmas music. I don't want to hear it ever again. I also hate the movie Elf, for all of you to know. That's because I watched it for 8 hours. I watched it 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, for 4 months straight. I'm done with Elf.
It's almost 20 years later, buddy.
Yeah. I hate that movie, man.
Fine,
now, The Incredibles, though, I did the same thing, and I still love The Incredibles movie. That's still a good movie.
Netflix has that series, like, movies how they were made, and they released a Christmas special one. It's Elf and Nightmare Before Christmas. And both of them, if you guys are listening, both of them are really good.
Sure, the wife.
It's like, it was really good. Especially Elf, the behind-the-scenes stuff, because it was, I didn't realize at the time, like, Will Ferrell's name wasn't really that big.
Really?
So when they had him, like, yeah, commit to the script, he wasn't like Will Ferrell. He was just that goofball from, like, Zoolander, and I always get that movie wrong. Where do they, like, shake their head
Matthew
all
Roxbury.
The time? Yeah. That was under his belt, and then
fantastic movie.
Yeah, and then old school was being filmed when he agreed, and then when old school dropped is when his name, like, went soaring, and then they're like, oh shit. Anyways, just watch it. It's good. It's 45 minutes long. It's a good time.
Let's watch that.
So, yeah, and then Aaron's like, I still hate Elf.
I'll watch a documentary on it. I just don't like the movie.
Yeah. He's a terrible guy.
I will also say, was it the shower scene when they sing the song is actually probably the best version of that song I've ever heard, and they didn't even record the entire thing.
Because it's sexy.
Yeah, and also disappointing.
I gotcha. All right, well, let's dig into some news. First off, let's talk about the February set. They finally gave it a name. And anyone want to take any guesses what it's going to be called?
Lonely Hearts.
Only by it.
Yeah. No, wrong.
Forbidden Love.
It's gonna be Shiny Legends fused with Hidden Faith, so have Goten and Trunks sound go right now when they're doing the fusion, and they're naming it Shiny Fates. That is the series in February. Shiny
Classic.
Fates.
Pokemon, I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah.
That actually kind of leads into my grind.
There you go.
What's up with the horrible names for Pokemon cards?
So yeah, and also news from that is we are not, like, oh no, we are, but it's not counting as the 25th anniversary set. That is still to come in the fall of 2021. So this is just us to get, it's just us to get the shiny V-Star in the States in February. So we're going to get the shiny Charizard, the Rillaboom, the Boltant, like, all that fun stuff. So, but when it comes to fun stuff, without a booster box comes a lot of product. And they are releasing a shitload of product. So we'll start with this, the Elite Trainer Box. Like any normal outside Elite Trainer Box where it's not part of a normal set, is 10 booster packs and a promo. And it's big old Eevee VMAX is a promo for the Shiny Fates.
I'm sure Scott's excited about that. Scott's an Eevee fan.
Are you?
I love he's all pretty fluffy. Man. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty good. The instead of the pin boxes, we're getting the Mad Party boxes.
Ooh.
So yeah, all Mad Party will come with three booster packs and the Mad Party shiny. So, you know, Bunnaby and Dedenne and what is it? Sinisty? Or is it Poltergeist?
Poltergeist.
Poltergeist is the evolved form.
Yeah, yeah. And then Mr. Rhyme. So all those are in separate boxes, so you'll be able to pick them up. Which, you know, that's cool. It's a big set in Japan, so it's nice to see that there will be other ways of getting. What's interesting is we're going to get tins for the set, too, and it's going to be Eldegoss, Shiny V, Bolton Shiny V, and Camerant Shiny V, which, you know, he's orange, which he's kind of cool. No price yet, but it does come with six boosters instead of the traditional four. So
how much is the
probably be?
Well, let's say, what's the normal price for like the four pack one?
Well, Hidden Fates four pack plus the promo was $19.99. So
30.
I feel like maybe, but they have really expensive sets coming too. They're going to have the Dragapult box where it's going to come with, I believe, five booster packs. I don't have it in front of me. I'm trying to go all by from memory right now. But you get the shiny Dragapult and shiny Dragapult VMAX with five or so packs. And then the other one is our boy Crobat V Shiny with a Crobat VMAX box with, you know, a handful of booster packs. So you're getting two box sets, the mini sets with Mad Party, the Elite Trainer box. Oh, we're also getting a Pikachu box. So it's just an alternative art from Pikachu from Vivid Voltage with four shiny fates. That's like, all right, say it. Shiny fates and four packs of that. So and one more. You know those tins? Like you buy a tin, comes with two booster packs, a coin, and then a card. And if you collect all the cards, it makes a picture.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a special one for Shiny Fates too. So probably it will come with two Shiny Fates booster packs, a card, and a coin. So
okay.
A lot of merch for that. Where it's gonna be interesting due to the fact that we'll have that set in February. And we don't have a main set in February, not till March 19th. So we're going four long months without any major change to the meta. So hopefully you guys are enjoying the meta right now because it's really not going to change. So
I honestly haven't had a lot of time to play as of late because of holiday stuff. So I haven't really had to deal with the meta yet. So I'm kind of excited, like, once everything in the holiday stuff calms down, to actually have some time to mess around before it shifts around. So I'm cool with that.
Yeah. But Pokemon also released the schedule for the whole year of 2021. Mm-hmm. So the main set will drop in March, a month later, and then the next set will drop in June. And then only two month difference, they're going to drop their normal set in August. So that goes back, like, what are they going to do if that, you know, the final set of the year hit December around Christmas? Well, we're going to get a main set in June and then really quick a main set in August. So that's how they're going to make up for that 1 month situation in August. So that's going to be hectic. You're going to get the main set in August, then the anniversary set in between November and August, and then we'll have another main set in November. So,
I want the anniversary set to be everything holofoil. Everything's holofoil. I demand it.
I just want holos. I want god packs all the time. Just give me a god pack every time I open.
I don't care if they're good or not. I just want shiny shit, like my anniversary packs.
you sound like your son. Oh!
Shiny.
It's shiny. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like Pokemon is just, he's like, all right, we're popular again, so we're gonna shove all this stuff at you as quickly as possible. How you guys feel about that?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's I'm not gonna lie, like, just me personally, you know, just as a disclaimer, out of all of us Pokédads, I'm probably the least involved because of time constraints and kids and all this stuff and two jobs. And so, like, as more of a normal person, I would probably say I'm very overwhelmed with the amount of Pokemon content that is like, currently available, whether it's just, like, new shows are developing, trying to bring movies back, bringing up different sets of cards, or, you know, bringing things in, taking things out, and new news that does come out pretty frequently every couple weeks. Mm-hmm. So I can only imagine how people that are just kind of casually jumping into Pokemon really feel about everything that's going on. It's like, if you blink and you didn't pay attention for a week, you are probably a month behind.
Yeah, I could see that.
For sure. But that's why you listen to Pokédads.
Exactly.
Get all that stuff. Get all that stuff in your ear full every Friday. It's a good time.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah. But we'll see. We'll see where it goes. Over the weekend, the Players Cup finals started for VGC. Mm-hmm. For the occasion, Pokemon released a code for 50,000 full art Zacians for the TCGO. Limit one per count, and that was pretty rad. As of yesterday, you could still use it, I think. Not everyone went after it. I should have, I don't know, maybe by Friday it's done, but it was like Players Cup 2 Reg. Yeah. So, you know, if you're bored, check it out. I pulled it. It was fun. I was like, well, I have it, but it's a Zacian card, so why not?
Fair.
I don't know what happened with the VGC stuff. Not like I don't care about it, but with the whole team challenge starting over the weekend, that was my main focus.
Right.
With paper and plastic, so... It went pretty well. It was fun with it was a big chunk of our Discord people. So, shout out to Joker, Drew, Logan, Pokedad, Adam. I feel like I'm missing someone, and they're gonna be super mad that I missed them.
And Zoro Dad, forget you. Make sure you yell at Pokedad Rick specifically.
Yeah, Zoro Dad, Daddy Ray.
I mean, if only there was some way to go back into the other Discord and look up the names. Oh, no.
But it's not as fun.
That's,
you know,
true.
Oh, man. But I do know that, shout out to Bon Bon Lemon. He won the whole thing. Was his first tournament ever. And he demolished everybody. I didn't play him, but he demolished everyone.
Everybody but myself, of course. Mm-hmm, yes.
it was interesting. It was kind of long. It was Swiss and Top Cut, and Scott, who runs the tournament for paper or plastic, flip flopped it wrong. So we had to do Top Cut first, and then the final four did Swiss.
Oh, whoops!
So it went by. Yeah, so it went by, like, super long and then super quick. So,
well, it's a learning experience, and that's just, you know, part of it. So, good on them for hosting. Shout out to them. And hopefully the next one that we have, I will be able to enter and join. I'm really looking forward to it. I got to read at least a little bit of chat while I was doing a couple things here and there. So I was excited to see some, like, the conversations and stuff.
Oh, it got crazy. It got crazy. It was definitely a Pikaram fest, and there was some jokes about it. Like, people are thinking, like, well, you know, someone talks about it on the podcast hardcore. So
I'm just saying, why were there no Rillabooms, guys?
Because you're the Rillaboom master.
I mean, that's besides the point. I need like people to step up and represent all of us. We had Scott, we had Rick, but there was no me. I'm disappointed in all of you.
So I finally found it. It was Daddy Ray, Logs, Drew, Sushi Pants, Adam, nice. Bon Bon Lemon, Zorro Dad, Polka Dad Ryan, and Joker. I went against Daddy Ray in the first round. It was ADP versus Pikaram. I went to 3, and I'll just tell you this. I had everything set up. Raichu was placed really good. I stamped him to, I think it was like 2 cards in his hand, and he needed 2 cards to beat me, and it was a switch and an energy, and he had the switch, and he drew energy spinner to grab his other energy to kill me. I was like, what are the odds? What are the odds that you get what you need when you get you got stamped? Yeah. And then the second round was against our boy Drew. He played an ADP Inteleon deck versus my Pikaram. He didn't stand a chance. I hammered every time, got heads on everything. And, of course, he was the weakness. So
yeah, so he's dead.
Yeah. Then I went against ADP again, against Joker. I ended up drawing with him because our third match went super long. But what sucks is we did a practice round before me and him played each other. And I beat his ADP. So I was like, dang it. I beat his ADP twice. He beat me once. And then we tied. And I'm just like, ah. So, you know, secretly, DJ, I feel like I won. Oh. But, you know, so that came up as a draw. And at that point, I was 1-1-1. And the final was against Logan. And Logan gave you a shout-out, Aaron.
Yeah.
He played Mew 3, the Pikaram version. And he brought out Vileplume to his discard pile and said, this is for Aaron.
I'm so proud of you. Logan, you are awesome, and I appreciate you. That's kind of no one for Alakazam.
Oh no! I should have. I'll talk about that in a sec.
Yeah.
But then me and Logan, we went to it was a final round or final game. It was the best of 3, and both of us were pinned really good too. And I had such a hot start. I forgot that I went turn 1, so I couldn't attack. I had like 4 energies on the board array on Pikaram and Bolton, and I was like this. And then I was like, oh, I can add more energy. And I'm like, why can I attack? And it was probably like a good 6 minutes of just going through my deck and going through everything. And then I typed to him, oh, yeah, it's turn 1. And he had a very hot take, too. And it literally came down to the end. I had him paralyzed. I stamped him. And then all he needed to win was to draw a switch or a boss's order. It was one of those. And then he drew the card he needed. Everyone drew the card they needed to beat me at the end.
Wait,
I was like,
what deck was he playing again? I missed that.
He was playing the Pikaram version of Mew 3. Right. So the mechanic is all about Pikaram and Bolton, but you play Mew 3 for weakness guard and then all the other special things like Vileplume is in it for the healing factor. They play Galarian Stirfetch for the ADP matchup. Not the ADP matchup, I apologize. For mirror matchups because fighting destroys lightning Pokemon. Right. It went pretty good. And everything was just like, it is what it is. I came out, you know, 1-2-1. It is what it is. I wasn't mad at it. Each game, I was involved. I was in it. I was having a good time. I felt like the tournament was run really well, so I'm pretty happy how that came. I did have a misclick against DJ, where my mouse was super close to my laptop, mm-hmm. and when I went to put my energy down, I accidentally hit the laptop and it double clicked on the Pokemon right before it was supposed to go to Pikaram. And then, and he's like, it's cool. I have kids running around screaming. I was like, okay.
Man, that is brutal. Misclicks are the worst.
There's nothing. Especially, I was dumb because I did a quick change. Mm-hmm. I haven't played Pikaram in a hot minute because some people know I've been playing Alakazam Gengar for the past like 2-3 weeks. It's close. I think I know what I'm going to, I'm going to make a video. We're going to talk about it next week's podcast. Mm-hmm. And I should have played it, like, but I second guessed myself because like, well, it's still inconsistent. Like 30% of the time, my first hand will just be garbage and I'm screwed.
Didn't that happen to Pokedad Adam in some tournament also, where he was playing something a crap ton, and he's like, okay, I'm going to play this deck, though, for the tournament, not the one I've been playing.
Yeah, he did that to play ADP instead of Italian.
Yeah.
Or Lapras. He was playing Lapras, I believe. And he's like, well, if I'm going to make it into the Players' Cup, I'm going to play this deck instead. So.
Right.
But I should have played Alakazam. Everything that was out there, ADP, Pikaram, those two big guys, that deck works really well. But it'll be out there. And even Adam, he's like, you should have just played it. There were no outs. People have never played it before. And that's, I was true. Like, yeah, but it's still not consistent. And I added a couple things, and we'll go from there. But that that's really it. I'm really excited for the first outcome. Same boat though. The next one is this weekend, but I'm going to skip that and just wait till the new year and go from there. And then, there's one other news thing I want to talk about, but I'm going to save that after the grind because it's going to be our topic of the week. So how about we cue that music and let Scott wet those lips of his.
Grinds my gears.
Oh boy. Alright, so I kind of have like a half grind, a half enlightenment to go off of. So bear with me on how it's formatted by how I go about what I'm going to talk about first. So we have. Let's see. We have a. I don't know why it's on here. What grind your gear section in the text channel. And Juice, this is a few weeks ago, but I like it when people throw these in there. I really like to read and see what people think. Juice on the 20th of last month said, you know what really grinds my gears? Why has Pokemon abandoned fun deck theme names? Who wants to play Sirfetch'd theme deck or Dreadnought theme deck when you could play Destruction Fang, Stormcaller, or Torrential Cannon? And I think you were bringing up earlier the beautiful mashup of Hidden Fates. And yeah, Shiny Fates, here we are. Shiny Fates, it's a beautiful name. Yeah, what the fuck? I feel like that's like just total laziness on Pokemon's part. I mean, right, is that what this is? What are they, out of options and ideas? Have they just decided, fuck it, they're not going to know the difference. They don't give a shit about the name. They just want to collect the cards and spend shit tons of money on all this crap, and they don't give a fuck about how cool it sounds. Like, that's a little bogus, is it not, guys? What do you think?
I agree. I think it's definitely laziness. I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily as much. I don't know who handles specifically the Pokemon trading card, but I know there's been a lot of stuff going on with Nintendo nowadays too, with a lot of their
nothing with stuff. Nintendo TPCI or TCPI, one of the whatever the way you pronounce it. So they're the ones that run the thing.
Well, they need to step up the game. So I agree. It's not. I do agree. We want that like hype name. And really, like, so Farfetch'd or even Shiny Fates really isn't that, like, hype. Vivid Voltage is actually a great name, I think, for, like, a pack. It could have been great for a theme deck name with some kind of electric theme. They do need to step back up, I do agree. But maybe in some cases people just didn't pick it because they couldn't figure out, like, what Pokemon is going to be in it, even though there's a freaking Pokemon right in the front of it. So, I agree with you, Scott. I don't really have anything to argue. I think you're completely right. Step up Pokemon TCG. You need to do it.
Shizzle. Rick?
I honestly didn't know they didn't have names.
Well, now you do.
Now you know.
Well, because what? The themed acts are more like, they're like super beginner, which I have a correction from last week. When I said that the Venusaur and Blastoise decks were level 3, they are not. They are level 1. So the decks are for beginners, not for experts. Yeah. I'll give you this. I don't really remember jungle themed decks. I don't remember fossil themed decks. The only time I bought themed decks as a child was during Basic when we had Overgrowth and Zap. Great. And God, I knew them all for the 1999 episode. I don't.
Go back and find the name. Watch the podcast episode again.
Yeah. Because they had a total of 5, including just the basic, basic booster pack. So, that's gonna bother me. But yeah, sure. I had no idea. I feel like if you do give it a fun name, but I think people are at the point where they're like, they use the theme decks to one, try to learn, or people that are drunk. They're like, yeah, man, you know, it'd be really fun. Let's put Pokemon. So they buy the theme decks. Or if there's a Charizard involved, and then people are just like, I got the Charizard.
Fuck it.
We'll put it away. Yeah. But what? Yeah, well, like even with these two new theme decks, they're heavily with Leon for Leon's Charizard, and the Dreadnought is Nami? It's a Nami? Nami?
Nami?
Wait,
the water gym Nami, leader.
No, Nessa?
Yeah.
Nessa. Like, yeah. Hey, I never played it. I don't know. I've just tried. But yeah, so, like, even if you just, yeah, it's fine. But if you did even something like that, it could be like Leon Fire or Leon's Flamethrower or like whatever. And then Nessa's, or even Nessa's like Dreadnought deck. That's fine too. And just be like, because you're getting her trainer cards in there, where in the other one you're getting Leon's trainer cards. And those are very good in today's meta, so.
And Rick died.
that threw me for a 180, Scott. I'm just trying to like, oh yeah, deck names. I didn't know they didn't have deck names.
That's nostalgic, goddammit. So that's the half, right? That's half of the grind. The other half is not really a grind. Maybe it is. So I was trying to figure out a way to throw this in here, and maybe I'll make it better on another episode in the future, but one of the things that was really interesting is just how much is different between Pokemon Japan and Pokemon North America, or let alone Pokemon anywhere else. So I found two articles that I think are fantastic. When I say articles, I mean online articles. There's a website called CBR.com, and one of the articles is Pokemon, 10 Things That Were Changed for American Audiences. And another one was Pokeban, 15 Censored and Banned Pokemon Trading Cards. And it's not as much about the banned cards. I guess the banned cards are pretty bad, actually.
Are we going to talk about Naked Misty?
I don't even think that one's on here, to be honest with you.
No. That's a huge one, yeah.
Let me go with the banned and censored cards here. Let me fucking copy this to our Discord. How do I do that? Where do I go?
Above our voice channel, there's Dad's General. So yeah, click that.
There you go. And then just there, boom.
Boom.
Yeah, there's one. I'm new. Beginner. All right, there's the other one. All right, so I'm going to look at the censored and banned ones first, right? So a few of these really stuck out to me. Ancient Mew being completely banned. It's like a duh moment. Like, no shit. It's completely made just for the movie. I'm sure someone would have tried to really, you know, use it for playing, and I think I might have actually back when it came out, but I didn't know anything about it being banned. I'm just like, it's a fucking sweet-ass card. Multiple versions of Jinxes are on here. Imakuni, question marks, Doduo. I do remember that one very well. I'm pretty sure I still have one of those.
I do remember that.
One of them that really got me, though, Team Rocket's Grimer. Never noticed that the Japanese version is looking up the girl's skirt. Oh. What the fuck, Japan? What the fuck? Are you kidding me? Jesus Christ. What is going on here? So that was a little rough. Let's see. I don't know if this one has the other ones that I thought were pretty bad, though. Yeah, I think that was the main one there. Happy Birthday Pikachu being banned was always frustrating, but I loved the shit out of that card. Misty's Tears is on here, too. Let me go to the other one. Pokemon 10 Things That Were Changed for American Audiences. Here we go. I didn't know how bad Japan was probably... you know, they weren't on our side in World War II, but there's some serious Nazism in a lot of their shit. I didn't know that. So we go down to... where'd it go? The Nazi symbols, number 6. And it's apparently in the Japan version on the show, the animated series, you have all of the people putting up the one hand, like the Nazi salute, and they changed it for the U.S. to where all the hands are down with the henchmen, and Team Rockets are both up in the air, or at least Jesse's are. So that was a little frustrating to see. What do we got here? They have Nido Queen feeling up her breasts, apparently, in the Japanese version. I'm like, what the fuck is this? In Pokemon Stadium, they have Ash with a gun to his head. Apparently, the episode The Legend of Dratini had Ash with a gun to his head, like an actual gun in a children's cartoon show. And then there's a Pikachu running through this girl's skirt, where her skirt basically blows up. And they talk about it in the lyrics of the song. And then, what do we have here? A Pokemon is drinking milk from a milk tank. Yeah, like straight out of the nipple. What the fuck, Japan? What the fuck? This is for kids! This is for fucking kids! I watched this shit! This is ridiculous! And then, not to mention, Jinx, I don't want to overdo that one, they basically gave Jinx blackface like a motherfucker. Horrible.
That's true.
Horrible. So those are just some of the things I wanted to throw out there. Japan is not great. Holy shit. Wow, we made the right move in World War II on that one. Whew. But what are your thoughts, guys?
I mean, is there really like an argument or anything? Like, yeah, they're horrible. Like the stupid car or stupid art in terms of what they can represent. Do they deserve a ban? Yes, I can see why, or at least a rework in some cases. So I don't really have anything else really to say. I kind of just agree that the rework were good moves, or the bans were good moves. Except for the grass one. There's a grass field one here. The Forest of Giant Plants. That one should have stayed in. What's wrong with Pokemon?
Crazy.
Unacceptable.
Like, I can understand. I'm going to stick with the TCG stuff. Japan's crazy when it comes to their TV shows in general. They have less restrictions than we do in America. Mm-hmm. And, like... when I think of banned cards, Misty's Tears always is the first thing I think about, because everyone's like, why is Misty naked and then holding on to Starmie or Staryu? I always get them flip flops.
Staryu.
Staryu and then Starmie. Mm-hmm. Starmie's how it goes?
Evolved, yeah.
Yeah. And she's, you know, just hugging it, totally nude, having a good time. Like, if I played that during a tournament, it'd probably give me an advantage, because some nerd kid would be so like, oh, what's that? I was like, I brought porn to my match.
Fantastic, yeah.
Yeah. The Jinx thing is 100% a good call. Yeah. It was definitely blackface, so they made her purple.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah. The,
The Grimer one.
The Grimer one's funny. What, this guy was like, he's like, I'm just going to look up this girl's skirt. Okay, that's fun.
I think the Sabrina's Gaze one is kind of dumb. They say that it basically looks kind of like she's almost giving the middle finger when not really. Unless you count like this being the middle finger, guys.
Yeah, no, I was literally just reading that. I was looking at it. I was like, is it because she was holding a master ball?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't... How dare she even threaten to use that? Or would she catch it?
Yeah.
There's only one.
But no, things are different now. Now they just, they make cool cards. There's nothing wrong. And then we just never see them in the States. Mm-hmm. So. Like, I still get salty over the hyper rare Mewtwo GX that was supposed to come in Hidden Fates, but we never got it. It just stayed in Japan, so. Or all the wonderful gold cards from the tag teams. Like, I never got the gold card Pikaram. I don't know. I don't know. But stay clean, America.
Yeah, come on now.
Don't be weird.
Stick with your Protestant Lutheran roots.
Right.
But yeah, that's a good, that was a good thinker.
Yeah, just trying to get outside the box this week.
Sounds like outside the box. Yeah. I agree. It involves a train card game, but in a different light. The dark history.
Shout out to anyone out there, the Pokedan Nation, that has. Misty's tears. You sick fuck.
Yeah.
No.
You sleep with that next to your bed at night.
It's a graded. Someone's like, wow, mine, you know, mine's PSA 9, baby. All right, man. Right, I respect your game. Oh, that's great. Let's take a quick break.
Onyx, rock slide.
Onyx.
Pikachu, ouch. Jeez!
Oh no, Pikachu!
It looks like your Pikachu is no match for my Onix. You're gonna need some serious training to defeat me.
What would
you? Oh no, the power's gone out. My fridge, it has milk and eggs in it.
Pikachu, now's the time to prove yourself. Use a Thunderbolt, man!
Pikachu! Oh, wow. Hey, Matt, you know what? Here, you've proved your resourcefulness and kindness or whatever. As the Pewter City Gym Leader, I present you the Pewter City Gym Badge.
Wow, thanks! I'll cherish it always!
Wow, that's great, man. You know, it's really nice to see that there are some kids that still appreciate the... What are you doing?
Oh, well, I'm pinning my badge to my jacket so that everyone can see that I defeated the Pewter City Gym Leader!
Oh, God. You know, you have a carrying case for those. Here, take mine. I've got an extra one.
No, I want to display it out in the open so that everyone knows that I defeated you.
Well, come on. You didn't really defeat me. I mean.
But what about proving my resourcefulness and kindness? And...
Yeah, I know that.
Well, okay. Well, I'll see you later.
Shit.
Hey, how was work, babe?
I don't know. I don't know if I made the right choice today, you know?
Well, I'll prove to you that you make the right choices.
Sorry, babe. I'm not in the mood right now. I got a lot on my mind.
Fine.
What the fuck?
Defeat it now, bitch!
All right, we're back. Woo. Scott had to go. And we're going to talk about one of the news that I didn't talk about. And recently, Pokemon just set up a trademark for V-Union. What it is kind of the same thing. Well, Pokemon will trademark thing. If anyone doesn't know how that works, is a company would trademark something 6 to 8 months in advance of whatever is going to happen. So, like, I think the best example I can think of is Sony trademarked PS5, 6, and 7. I want to say... 2 years ago or 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. So they trademarked that super, super, super long ago. Pokemon, what I've gathered from the community and other things that are going on is They trademark something 6 to 8 months advance, and then we'll start hearing from it. Like, we got V-Star like a month ago, and that's probably going to deal with something with the next set in Japan that drops in January and then in March for us. And I think, Aaron, the best example for this is just like, we'll just talk about what you think it means or what kind of mechanic it's going to be. Or maybe it's not. Maybe it's going to be a set name. I personally don't think it's a set name. I think that's what the shiny, V-Star is going to be about. Some kind of deck name or a set name. And this V-Union is some kind of mechanic, like tag teams or dark Pokemon or X Pokemon, yes. SP Pokemon.
Oh my idea. So. I was thinking it's the new tag team. It is you know, a combination of two V Pokemon into one card, you know. So your Rowlet, your Lone Executors, etc.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna be that.
I do. I feel like that's how they're gonna tie it back in somehow, is by doing that.
I just feel like we just had tag team Pokemon, and I just don't see them like a year later after. By the time this drops, it'll be 2 years of almost tag team Pokemon. I just don't see them going back to like a mechanic that just ended.
We're clearly,
let alone started all over again,
into a full on Yu-Gi-Oh thing where you can play down two Pokemon, one on your bench. Or maybe both of them on your bench, and you need to play a polymerization, and then that's how you get the tag team in, and it's uber powerful.
Yeah.
That's definitely a possibility.
But yeah, so, spoilers, there's the horse Pokemon in Crown Thundra, or something like that, where they have the ability to fuse. And the two, the bear fighting Pokemon, I should remember, but they combined with each other too. So,
okay.
The ability to fuse Pokemon, I feel like, could be something like that. But what brings it up, like, how would that work? Would it be like the legend Pokemon back from before EX? I think it's right around the SP era, where the two legends would stack each other, and then that's how you were able to attack them. So it was like their tag team cards first, where they created a giant picture.
Interesting.
That was done. And then tag team was like the right, like, you know, a lot of hit points and stuff like that. But I don't know, maybe you're right. Maybe it's like kind of like a Yu-Gi-Oh thing where, you know, there's some kind of card, or they have a description on it that says if this card is on the bench with an active Pokemon, you can fuse these Pokemon together. I don't know. It's never been done.
Yeah.
But
I mean, the only thing I would think about that is, like, I mean, into like a tag team like thing where they're both on the card type of idea could work like that. Because obviously there's no fusion Pokemon, like Pokemon are fused, unless you're going with like the fossils. That can be like a bunch of different types depending on what fossils you had. And I doubt that's what they're doing with this.
Yeah. Well, or it's kind of like, I don't know, unless they make a new spot too, like there's a fusion pile, right, that's separate from your deck. So when those cards are on the, you know, on the play mat or on the battlefield together, then you can use the ability to grab the card from the separate deck and then put it on as a V union.
Yeah. It's gotta be something with Pokemon. I don't see how it could be trainer type thing with your V union or anything else. It's gotta be Pokemon related specifically.
Yeah,
item cards or energy or anything like that. That's my opinion.
Well, like tag team cards, like tag call, like search your deck for tag team cards. Like there'll maybe it's a mechanic like that where it's search for V Union Pokemon or search. This works with blah blah blah. Look for a V Union item card.
Oh yeah,
I don't know. The rate this would be near the anniversary, I guess, what we would find about. It's not like we already know the V-Star mechanic, whatever that is, that's going to drop in January, which we would start seeing some, God, it's next month. We should start seeing some spoilers sooner than later, right? So we probably have a better understanding what the V star is. But I don't know. It's interesting. It's interesting to think about it. But I'm a firm believer, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm fine. I'm a fan of tag team Pokemon. I know a big chunk of people do not like tag team Pokemon.
I like them.
I don't know. The Pokedads like them, but maybe we're fond because that's how we got back into the game.
That's fair. So. That's true. We got the nostalgia. We got the rose colored glasses.
Yeah, but hey. So at the point of the game, you get a new mechanic every year. We'll see how that goes. Right. So yeah, I guess we'll wait till the end of 2021, go from there, and maybe we get something in the anniversary set, where it leads us to the main topic is, what do you think you're gonna do? We thought Shiny Fates was the anniversary set, and then Pokemon's like, nah, man, nah, It's not. It's not the anniversary set. You guys are getting that in the fall. So my question to you is, what do you see?
Okay.
Like, what do you think they would do?
I think they are going to release the original set of Pokemon, the original packs, but with updated stats. Exactly.
So evolutions all over again? Is that what you're thinking?
Of course. But they're all shiny. That's the twist.
I personally would like to see something kind of familiar in that way. Scott, if he was here, he would talk about, like, one thing he loves about evolutions is just opening those packs and then bringing back the nostalgia. Is why not do that with the next two sets of the generation? So Jungle and Fossil.
True.
And that would be cool. You would get an updated Vileplume if they decided to reprint Vileplume.
You mean when they reprint? Not if they decide. How dare you?
Yeah. You know, the first Jolteon, Flareon, and
Vaporeon.
Vaporeon. all those fonts and the 500 different Raichus and Pikachus we had at that point. Mm-hmm. And when I say 500, there was just two Raichus, two Zapdos. Fossil was a weird small set. So, but it just got me thinking. So whatever V Union is, tag team, V Max cards, everything that we're in right now, if we had to like go back and talk about like different mechanics in the game, what kind of mechanics do you feel like should make a comeback in Pokemon today?
I do like, because I know we kind of discussed it before, the Dark Pokemon, which was the Team Rocket Pokemon for everybody who doesn't remember, where they basically built off of the standard evolution, but the final evolution was the dark version of it. So it was an alternate from the standard line of Vileplume, for example, because obviously Dark Vileplume.
Yeah, but if I remember correctly, the basic form was just normal. Like, say, Squirtle. It was Squirtle, then Dark War Turtle, and then Dark Blastoise. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Oddish. It was normal Oddish, Dark Gloom, Dark Vileplume. So it was kind of like having this, like, cute Pokemon, but as you evolve it, it just got evil.
Well, if you look at kind of the, fun. Dark, yeah, you are correct. You are correct. Yeah, it evolves from Dark Gloom, it evolves from Dark War Turtle. And then Dark Golbat evolves from Zubat, because he's not good enough to have...
Fucking cave!
There's no Dark Zubat. They're always dark. But I still think it'd be kind of a fun alternative, just to kind of see that, or bring it back just as for a nostalgia type thing. I could see that being a lot of fun. Outside of that, I mean, I'm not familiar with a lot of the newer stuff. So what let's let you go.
What would
you like to see?
One thing though, I kind of want to stay on Dark real quick.
Yeah.
they did bring Dark back years later in Team Rocket Returns. Mm-hmm. And it was more thought out. Like, the difference between the Team Rocket set and then Team Rocket Returns is, like, there were actually cards that helped search and then make those cards better, where Team Rocket just had Dark. There was nothing special about those cards. Like, there were no trainers that were helpful, or, like, use this on a Dark Pokemon, it will get 10 more damage or 30 more hit points. Mm-hmm. That's where Team Rocket Returns kind of shine. They're like, we got Dark Pokemon back, but a full-blown mechanic in that set to just help build a really good Dark deck. So whatever they decide to do, like, that's one of the things we look back and Evolutions sucks, because they were just trying so heavily on the nostalgia factor, where there's like, oh, here's some old school Pokemon cards updated for today's game. But we didn't really do anything outside of what the Spirit Link cards, where, like, you play this, and if your Charizard involved to Mega Charizard, you didn't lose your turn. You know, that's what they added to the game. And you're like, okay, that, whatever. Like, that's fine, I guess. I think one thing would be kind of cool, and I see this from PokeBrew when he's building the retro decks and stuff like that, but, like, some kind of pre-evolution stuff again, like baby Pokemon, because they always had some fun abilities. Where I know baby Cleffa,
yeah, Cleffa is his name.
Was like run in everyone's deck because of its ability. Let me double check what that did.
I got so you I covered. If you want me to read it.
Oh, yes, that's great. Thank you.
It's Eek. Shuffle your hand into your deck, draw 7 cards. That was its attack. It's a one colorless attack.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I found that with my Alakazam, of how much I miss Cynthia in today's game, where I was like, I don't want to discard my hand. I need a lot of these cards for later use. I wish I could just shuffle my hand and draw 7 new cards.
One day.
I don't know. I feel like that kind of mechanic is fun. It does suck that it's an attack, but at least it's just one energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like the Snorlax that we got in Vivid Voltage, where it has the ability, but then ends your turn, and you're like...
I mean, to be fair, okay, Eek ends your turn also because you attacked. So.
Oh, for sure.
And Snorlax requires no energy whatsoever. I really hate the other effect on the baby Pokemon from back then, where... Flip a coin. If you roll tails, you don't actually attack and your turn ends. I hate that so much. I do not want to see that come back ever.
Okay. That's fine. I respect it. I respect it. I don't know. I like stuff that's a little, like, I don't know. I hate 50-50 stuff, but...
Yeah, it's exactly what it is.
Yeah. No, that's good. One of my favorite things that I've read and looked into, of course I didn't play it, but it was sounds very intriguing, is Pokemon level X Pokemon. I don't know why I had to say Pokemon twice. It's kind of weird. Was a very interesting mechanic. It's like, think of Mega Evolutions, but without the, well, I guess the side effect of losing prizes. What was cool is you involve your Pokemon from your basic to stage 2, and then they evolve to level X, and then they're a little bit stronger, better, you know, better abilities or attacks. And what made this very interesting is when they're knocked out, you only lost one prize. So it's like rewarding the player for getting from point A to point B and then just losing one prize and then do whatever kind of damage and stuff like that is just, it's just awesome. I would love that to, like, kind of in some way slow down today's game, because I can't tell you, like, being in the running a tournament, being in a tournament or whatever, and you're like trying to figure out where this game ends, and it's over by turn 4. You're like, what happened?
Right.
Why is it over? I'm a fan of slowing things down. So, bring that out, Pokemon. That sounds great. That sounds great. So Nostalgia Factor, Darkness Pokemon, Level X Pokemon, Baby Pokemon. SP Pokemon was kind of cool. It kind of reminded me of Gym Heroes back in the day, where they had the trainer Pokemon, like the trainer's face on the card. They had the SP stamp, and the name was different, so you could play four versions of that card and then four versions of the same Pokemon without, of course, the SP on there. It was kind of fun. So you're running eight different, let's say, Weaviles. You know, you've written four original Weaviles and four SP. Outside of that, the mechanic is not like super crazy. It's like, be like, search for Volkner's Pokemon or something. So you like use this trainer card, go through your deck, and you're like, okay, I appreciate this Volkner, grab this, grab that. And then it just made the deck more fluent. Mm-hmm. A lot of consistent decks at that point. And if I remember correctly, I think that Adam said that was the time where I forgot what deck, but to talk about where if this was your starting Pokemon, you automatically went first. I think that was during that time, that heyday. So,
well, I can't remember what we called it either, but yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Go back and watch previous podcast to find out what it was. Which episode? I have no idea.
Recent-ish. But yeah, it's definitely something like that. But one thing that I want to talk to you about, and then this is pretty much it, is Delta Species.
Okay.
Was amazing. Like, if people don't know, Delta Species is like one of the only TCG element that's related to the TCG. That's it. Wasn't in the game. Wasn't in any version of the Pokemon games. It was just for the train card game. And Delta Species was literally taking your favorite Pokemon and changing it into a different type. It was fun. Like, Vileplume, instead of being grass, could be metal. And that would be rad.
I disagree.
Just
do that to my girl.
Or instead of grass, she's full-blown psychic. Dark.
Also
a dark Pokemon. But one of the cards that stand out, as I see it all the time, because it's a really cool Pikachu pose. It's Pikachu's arms crossed, the tail behind it. It's like, yo, what's up? And it was a metal Pokemon. I would love something like that again at some point in the TCG world. Just so I can show some love for some different Pokemon that you don't really care for. Like, who knows? Maybe you get like Zacian, Aaron, and he's grass and Delta Species. And you're like, what? This is amazing.
I'm struggling with this thought right now. Like, am I excited for it? Or am I just angry that they're trying to replace my normal Pokemon?
Like, but what it, yeah, I, like, but what, the whole point, everyone has their favorite types, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Maybe they strike it, but I feel like it gives the player, like, you don't have to give up grass, but you can play some different grass that you're like, oh, that's cool. Blastoise is grass for some reason. That's fine. I don't know why. That's
Grastoise. Yes.
I gotta look that up. Some standout Delta Species Pokemon.
I mean, Dragonite was electric.
Oh yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What was Charizard?
Bulbasaur through Venusaur were fairy psychic. He was Ghost Dragon.
Ghost Dragon.
Delta Charizard.
Is that the first shiny Charizard too?
I don't make sure I'm looking at
the gold star cards. I think it was.
Maybe I'm looking at the wrong thing. What is this from?
In Crystal Guardians, Charizard Delta Species was a lightning metal.
I go back. That was something separate I was looking at. My bad.
No, it was cool. It's still kind of cool. The ability, he had Peal of Thunder. Once during your turn, when you play Charizard from your hand to involve one of your Pokemon, you may look at the top five cards of your deck, choose as many energy cards as you like, and attach them to one of your Pokemon. Discard the other cards. Oh,
Eevee was a steel Pokemon.
Was a what?
Steel.
Steel.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Let's see here.
I feel like that works out for Eevee. That's pretty cool. That Delta Species also had the Gold Star Pokemon, which was very popular, still popular today, especially Rayquaza is one of the most super, super hard cards to find that's in a very, very good condition. So.
You see the metal Raichu laying back, it's relaxing?
Yeah, that's pretty sick. I have these nice from Delta Species. So Beedrill was soul grass but metal.
Mm-hmm.
Crobat was grass and metal. Dragonite, Espeon was metal and psychic. Flareon was, looks like everyone was just metal.
There's a lot
in
of
the in the. Yeah, I think so during what set is this? I think it's just the first set, Delta Species.
Looks like a lot of grass Pokemon went psychic also. Charizard, I see that he was lightning.
Yep. That's cool. Which is sad, yeah.
Once during your turn, when you play Charizard from your hand to evolve one of your Pokemon, you look at the top five cards of your deck, choose as many energy cards as you like, attach them to one of your Pokemon, discard the other cards.
Nice. Jinx was a fire Pokemon. Yeah, they had Charmeleon and Charmander as electric Pokemon. Sure. Kingler was fire and steel. Oh, let me look at this Kingler.
Seedrill.
This is when I kind of wish. Oh, dude, that it is sick. That's a sick looking card.
Metagross is lightning.
What we had here, Psyduck was lightning. Blastoise was fighting and steel. Lucario was... That's cool, man. Yeah, that's just fun. That's mm-hmm. That's just really cool. I would like to see some changes, especially in Gen 8 would be kind of cool. Like, maybe Dragapult wouldn't be psychic. It would be, like, Steel Dragon or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but that's my two cents. I'm, you know, just going through down the 20 plus years of Pokemon nostalgia and all these different mechanics. Cause like people always ask me, they're like, well, has Pokemon changed at all in 20 plus years? And then I'm always like, yeah, like the basic concept is still there. Uh-huh. You know, you draw, you evolve, you do other things, but they do little things, to just like, what's the best way to describe it? To make it fresh, mm-hmm. I guess. I don't know why it took me so long to figure out to say fresh. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see if Aaron's right. If he feels like it's another tag team card with V Union, maybe. I heard it on Metapod, so I'm not taking this as the top of my head. But Sean said that. It's like, if you read it literally, it says V Union. So like a union kind of thing. Where maybe it's like, oh, we're celebrating the 25th anniversary and we're bringing all the ones that you love. And then with the current generation, we're going to put them all together.
Wow.
So that's it. No gameplay ideas. We just want to discuss what we thought V Union would be and where Pokemon was in the past. So outside of that, Wood, let's open some packs and let's head out of here.
All right. I also want to pull one last Delta card. I was looking at the Blossom, which is the which is the Gloomzar evolution. It has the Pook ability. Blossom can use the attacks of all Oddish, Gloom, Vileplume, Vileplume EX, or other Blossoms you have in play as its own. So it's like the the Piplup's evolution in Polion, I think. But as long as they're on the field instead of being up like from it, so you can just everything. Which I think was kind of cool. Awesome. And it's water. So it's the counter it's the counter to fire, so ha ha.
I like it.
All right, I'm ready for backs.
Yeah, no problem, man. We're going Champions Path today.
Okay.
So
I'm excited.
Well, yeah. Our pack openings are brought to you by Top Cuts Central. Use code POKEDAD5 at your checkout on all single Pokemon cards to get 5% off on your order. Visit TopCutsCentral.com. I guess there's not really any choosing anything. You want to choose it?
We got the middle one.
Okay.
Fill in the middle one.
We got Yolanda, Nicole, Wood, Nicole, Yolanda, Gabriel, Nicholas, Dick, Quail, Titties, Gabriel, Milking Karen.
Milking Karen. You are disgusting.
I do my best. We have Lightning, Great Ball, Milo, Turffield Stadium, Vulpix, Rockruff, Purloin, Galarian Linyun, Zizzlepede, Shiny Fight Energy.
Ooh, nice. That was exciting.
And Holo Rare is Scrafty. Big hits. Big hits here on Polkadads.
Hey, we got a Fighting Shiny Energy. I'm excited.
You're like, Fighting Energy? What is that?
There's plenty of people playing a Colossal deck right now, so they're going to want that Shiny Energy. They need that flex energy.
Speaking of which, Colossal did win a tournament over the weekend.
Yeah, congratulations to fucking Colossal. All right, we got your titties, penis, boik, seven, vagina, Mike, Dick, Lisa, two, Jack, Harry.
All right, I give that a 9 because no matter what, wise are always Yolanda's.
My bad, man. I don't know what I said.
Right, you're like your titties.
It was just too appropriate. I'm sorry. Dark Victini. Hetrim. Malamar. Atena. Nickit.
Okay.
Inkay. Roly Coley. Sizzlepede. Hop, reverse holo. And. Oh shit!
Ooh.
Incineroar V. Nice.
Rawr. I'm glad you pulled fire. You literally pulled fire. Congrats.
I'm excited about the Hop Shiny.
The greatest trainer card of all time. Hop. Da, na, na, na. Yolanda. Michael, Wood, Lisa, Jared, Richard, Two, Zebra, Ryan, Nate, Quail, Richard, Six. And we got Grass Energy.
Ooh, okay, this is already good right here. We're going to nail it.
Sonya, Lipart, Team Yelgrunt, Machomp, the number one card people are looking for. Machomp, we pulled it. The search is over. Sizzlepede, Pokeball, Weedle, Kakuna, Pokemon Center Lady is our reverse, and oh my god, I am 100% lying to you. Holo Machamp.
Yeah!
See, we got Machop and Machamp.
Why is everyone looking for Machop?
It's just a joke.
I mean, I assumed so, but I was like, is there something I don't know? I'm going to ask just to be safe.
It's just that. That's all. Aaron, I'll let you pick out. If you wanted a shot at Machamp, Scrafty, and Incineroar, what's our question of the week?
What is our question of the week? I want to go back to Scott's grind.
Okay.
Let's go. I mean, the one we talked about. What was Misty's tier changed to when it went to the U.S.? So what's the card art of Misty? I guess you can just look that up, those that listen to the podcast. I lied. We're changing it up again.
I lied.
Let's see here. Now, basically, you can look all of these up. So we're skipping through the grind at this point. And instead, what was the mechanic of one of the when we talked about the old cards, the old series, what was the mechanic that I said I hated? Rick was kind of like a fan of those cards.
That's fine. That's a good one. I enjoy that. Yeah, so make sure you just hit us up. Feel free to message us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Yeah, those are big. Or email us at pokedadstcg@gmail.com. And if you're listening, on Spotify, please hit that follow button. It goes a long way. We appreciate it. And then really have the bell. Hit that notification bell. So when the new episode drops, you get a reminder that Pokedads dropped that Friday. And if you're listening on iTunes, five star, we deeply appreciate it. Just take the time. You don't even need to write a full review. Just scroll on to the pod app, hit 5 stars. You don't even need to write anything. Boop. Just boop, 5 star. That's all we're asking. Yeah, well, outside of that, well, happy anniversary.
Yeah.
It was it's been fun. We already had some events happen. We had a tournament go on. That was cool. We had our first two pool games, which went incredibly long. I don't think I'll do that again. Well, I will, but not like as many spots as I did. It had to take a two-parter. It went Saturday night, and then I finished it yesterday. Mm-hmm. So, and Monday night. Oh, I think I did Friday night. It was Friday night and then Monday night. So, we have some upcoming news I'm really excited to share, hopefully by next episode. And this might be the last time you get bad quality. So
we make Pokedads promises.
Yeah. there's some investments going on, and we're pretty excited about it. So yeah, that's it. Anything else, Wood?
No. I got nothing.
All right. Well, everyone stay safe out there. If you're listening to this in the morning, afternoon, evening, you're going Christmas shopping with your significant other, and you're just standing there while she's spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars, and you're just like, is this ever going to end? Who's wrapping all this shit? Am I wrapping all this shit? Are you wrapping all this shit? If I don't wrap the shit, are you going to get mad at me that I didn't want to wrap the shit because you bought 500 things? I'm not speaking of personal experience right now. I helped Shannon out. But I'm saying that the guys that don't want to rap, I enjoy rapping. My grandmother taught me well, so. Oh, my goodness. I'm super, super loopy. I'm Pokedad Rick.
I'm Pokedad Aaron.
Hope you guys, again, be safe. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Deuces.
May your pulls be ever in my favor.
I love that.
Are you still working from home?
Oh yeah, I'm working from home until June.
What the fuck, man?
June is the earliest that I have to go back in the office.
Is Rick working from home or no?
I think sometimes. But, yeah, no, originally it was January, and then they just pushed it 6 more months.
It's not bad.
So if it's still bad getting close to June, they'll push it 6 more months, most likely. And then hopefully I can just work from home forever.
And ever. I mean, why not, right?
I wish. That is definitely a hope.